Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, hi, welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Professor Frink.
I don't think
and
so.
What? What are you talking about? Who are you?
I'm the damsel in distress.
What damsel in distress?
Well, see, if you're going to be the evil professor, there has to be a damsel in distress.
I'm not evil.
You certainly sound it.
I'm the guy from The Simpsons.
You don't sound anything like him. You sound more like Dr. Teeth from The Muppets.
Oh. Okay.
I was trying Daffodil, but it didn't work out.
Impressions are not your strong suit.
I can still try, can I?
You may definitely try.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And wow, look at that. Yeah, Daffodil, I was at the dollar store the other day, and you know, I was preparing for our show this week because we're going to play Flying Saucer, so I figured there may be aliens around here, so I got my ray gun here. I'm going to be ready for them aliens.
I like the colors.
Well, it's sort of a blue color, but I'm just, if any alien comes near me, I'm going to go and zap.
It lights up when
zap.
You do that. Do that again.
Okay.
Toast! Alien toast! Yeah!
Very cool.
Gonna watch them. Anyway, speaking of aliens, yeah, look, we got flying saucers and stuff just playing out of this world on the show this week, as well as, oh wow, we haven't had one of these in quite some time, a Catbox cover song.
Gotta like those.
Ooh. But we're gonna do a tribute and start off the show with our buddy Mitch Miller.
And the gang.
Apparently he likes to drink because he's going to sing about...
With the gang.
Yeah, exactly. Going to sing about getting drunk last night. But we're starting off with a medley. Polly Wally Doodle, Wait for the Wagon, and the Old Gray Mare. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Oh, I went down south for to see myself sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. My Sally and my spunky gal sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy fay. Or go to Louisiana for to see my Susiana sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Oh, my Sally, she and my maiden fair sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. With curly eyes and laughing hair sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy fay. Oh, I'm going to Louisiana for to see my Susiana sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Will you come with me, my Phyllis dear, to yon blue mountain free, where the blossoms smell the sweetest? Come roll along with me. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and all take a ride. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Where the river runs like silver and the birds they sing so sweet, I have a cabin, Phyllis, and something good to eat. Come listen to my story, it will relieve my heart. So jump into the wagon, and off we will start. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Oh, the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she
for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Please, please.
Drunk last night, drunk the night before. Gonna get drunk tonight like I never got drunk before. For when I'm drunk, I'm as happy as can be. For I am a member of the Dutch company. Oh, the Dutch company is the best company that ever came over from old Germany. There's the Amsterdam Dutch and the Rotterdam Dutch, the Potsdam Dutch and the Stottendam Dutch, singing glorious, glorious. One keg of beer for the four of us. Glory be that there are no more of us, for one of us could drink it all alone. All alone, all alone. One of us could drink it all alone. Glory be that there are no more of us, for one of us could drink it all alone. Drunk last night, drunk the night before. Gonna get drunk tonight like I never got drunk before. Oh, when I'm drunk, I'm as happy as can be. For I am a member of the South family. Oh, the South family is the best family that ever came over from old Germany. There's the Amsterdam Souses and the Rotterdam Souses, the Potsdam Souses and the Stottendam Souses, singing glorious, glorious. One keg of beer for the four of us. Glory be that there are no more of us, for one of us could drink it all.
With Mitch Miller and his gang, I believe they should take the 12-step program.
Or at least stop drinking. That's a marching song.
Yeah, I think they have a drinking problem. Just a bit of one.
Or at least a singing about getting drunk problem.
Drunk last night, drunk the night before. It's like he...
gonna get drunk again like I've been never drunk before.
I really don't know other than call AA, I guess. I don't know. Before that, Mitch Miller and a medley, Polly Wally Doodle. Oh, wow, that was a bit of a tongue twister. Polly Wally Doodle, Wait for the Wagon, The Old Gray Mare. Wow, some, you know those songs?
Classics.
You know what I think when I hear those?
I'm afraid to ask.
Hi, Kermit the Frog here. Let's sing some hits from Mitch Miller.
I don't know that Kermit the Frog ever sang Mitch Miller songs.
Well, just a thought, you know? That's what I think. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Holly Wally Doodle all a day. Miss Piggy, Piggy, Piggy. What? What?
I think I'd rather talk about flying saucers than Kermit the Frog.
Fine. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, where we bring you, of course...
your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird
and
every week.
Yes, and this week we're getting into some flying saucers and stuff that's basically out of this world. And I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I saw that movie, Daffodil.
Which movie?
You remember that movie, Cowboys and Aliens?
You did not see that. You only saw the trailer.
I saw that. Harrison Ford is in that. That alone, I mean, the guy from Star Wars was in it. That makes the movie, Daffodil. What?
So tell me what happens.
Well, there was these cowboys, and the aliens come down, and they go after the cowboys with ray guns and all that stuff.
And how does it end?
The cowboys win?
How do you know? You've not seen the movie.
I know, because they went to the dollar store and get the ray guns like I have here.
They're cowboys. There are no dollar stores. You're grasping. Tell me what we're playing.
Okay. Mojo Nixon and the world famous Blue Jays with UFOs, big rigs, and barbecues.
It's an interesting combo.
Okay, we're starting off the set with Knocked Out Join on Mars with Buck Trail. Right here on...
Flying Out of This World with Cheese, Please.
Now you've heard tales of Venus and Mars and people in outer space. I'll tell you no lie, I know, because I have seen them face to face. There's a knocked out joint on the planet Mars that's really out of this world. There's a real gold chick that can make you click. She's a special kind of girl. She can rock and roll like the one I know. Her green skin is a dream. When she starts to shake, you'll do a double take, for this cool doll is a scream. She's got three eyes you will idolize. With her four legs, she can jive. And that's why I know all the Martians go for the coolest doll alive. But she says, I just wanna rock, I've got no time for love. This knocked out joint I'm speaking of is run by Martian Sam. It's a real cool place in outer space where the cats all go to jam. If you should go to this place, I know that's out beyond the stars. You'll like your stay in this out of the way knocked out joint on Mars. There's a knocked out joint on the planet Mars that's really out of this world. There's a real gone chick that can make you click. She's a special kind of girl. 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 A special kind of girl. She's a special kind of girl.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree. This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, Please.
Stop Earth. truck driving, carbuncle butted ears, let me tell ya. Well, I'll pass Mars, ain't no speed limit. Said he owns a space truck, he don't rent it. And his back was aching, could he somewhere get him a massage? I stood Sapphire Space Age Love Garage. Come on! Well, UFOs and big rigs, they come from a mile of space. Stopping off at the truck stop.
Mojo Nixon and the world famous Blue Jays. Not the sports team, I don't think.
I was going to say, those are not baseball players.
No!
On a warm summer's eve.
Oh, not yet. No. Not yet. I hit the wrong button, I'm sorry.
Don't do that!
UFOs, big rigs!
You know what that was? You were rocking out so hard to that song, you must have hit the button with your elbow.
Ah, that's probably it. I was rocking out to it.
I have never seen you do that.
This is a Keys Please first.
Snarf Dude was chair dancing.
Well, not only that, Snarf Dude hit the wrong button.
Oh, no, that happens all the time. People just don't know about it.
What do you mean, all the time?
You hit the wrong buttons all the time. We just cover it up and pretend like that was supposed to happen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Come on. Oh.
All the time.
Oh, fine. I'll fix it. Anyway, the last song was UFOs, Big Rigs, and Barbecues, Mojo Nixon, and the world famous Blue Jays.
And before that, we
had... Oh, man, I was rocking out to that
Trail.
One. Buck Trail and Knockout Joint on Mars. Ending off our ray gun set.
Get them nasty aliens.
You gotta be nice to the aliens, aren't that? Isn't that where Moondog is? Off with the aliens on the spaceship?
No, yeah, I haven't heard from them for quite some time. So
yeah, they're in a whole other quadrant.
Oh, is that why?
That's what I heard.
Did you get an email from him before he took off?
Just a little message saying he'd be out of touch for a while, but not to worry, that he was still able to hear us even if we couldn't hear him.
How does he do that?
I don't know.
I mean, Keys...
Maybe he's got the van bugged.
Is Keys Please heard on the other quadrant?
Keys Please is heard throughout the universe.
Wow! How come we don't have any more emails then?
I don't know.
The silent majority, perhaps.
People who are afraid to send us emails because they think we're not real.
Oh, come on. We're real.
You can find us on Facebook.
Yes, we're Facebook there. Go to our website, keyspleas.com.
You can find email addresses to send us fan mail. We love fan mail. You can send requests. We take requests.
Yes.
If you just want to hear us say your name on the air, we'll do that too.
Well, I don't know if we'll do that. I have to think about it. Just think about it. There's an idea.
Think about it. All right, what are we doing now?
This.
Catwalks cover songs. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sparrows.
Oh, I forgot how nasty that kitty was.
Yeah, that kitty don't like these songs.
Well, he or she, I don't know if it's she or not, doesn't like this one, I don't think. You remember the song, Kenny Rogers the Gambler?
Yeah, big hit.
You thought that was bad?
It wasn't very good.
Well, this isn't much better. As a matter of fact, it's worse. We have Donnie and Dwayne Nickerson doing their version on...
Cheese, Please.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. If you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done. So I handed him my bottle, he drank down my last swallow, bummed me for a cigarette, asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Say, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You gotta know when to hold, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Every time enough for counting when the deal is done. You gotta know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away. At the table, every time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Keys, please! Our Catbox cover song, Donnie and Dwayne Nickerson, and doing their version of The Gambler. That's
it
why.
Might possibly be almost better than Kenny's version, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just really tired.
Come on! That's better than Kenny? Really? I don't
I
know
might
what.
Be really tired.
I guess so. Do you have like, what is that, wax in your ears?
Yes, that's it.
I don't know.
Take my earplugs out after listening to you snore all night last night.
What do you mean snore all night? It wasn't that bad.
Oh yes, you were. That's a story. We'll take that off here.
Oh, you didn't record me at all, did you? I hope
Maybe.
Not. With all that, don't go there. No, that's not fair.
Maybe it was videotaped this time with your mouth hanging open and the drool coming out and the...
What? Come on. Like, I'm not that bad. Like, you're not going to put that up on YouTube.
You just never know.
No. No, don't do that. I don't need this drama here in the van just because you want to get back at me for something I did.
Isn't that what life is all about? Getting back at people for stuff they did?
No. It's not. This is a family show. We're nice people. We don't want to give the wrong impression. I don't understand your vengeance.
Well, maybe I put something in the glove compartment.
You're not watching too many reality shows, are you?
Just open the glove compartment.
Okay, here we go. There. I opened it.
And you found something inside.
Yes. There it is.
What is it?
The record.
What is it?
Mr. Do-It-Yourself by Gene Shepherd and Ray Pillow.
That's interesting.
Sort of a home improvement take on the show?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think it's actually the end of the show.
Yeah, it is. I gotta go. Until next week. And
thanks for joining us for your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. We'll be here again next week. Same station, same place. Come and see, come and hear what we got to play.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, I'm a handy-dandy double-duty do-it-yourself man.
Here we are in what's left of our home. Mr. Do-it-yourself just won't leave things alone. The minute something breaks, he grabs his tools and in the end, Mr. Do-it-yourself, you've done it again.
Well, Jeannie, I guess that you forget how good I fixed that TV set. Just so you'd get to watch your favorite show.
You sure fixed that set all right. Now I can sit here every night, tune in any channel and watch it snow.
When will it end? Mr. Do-It-Yourself, you've done it again.
Well, didn't I fix that water pipe that sprung a leak the other night? You panic, call the plumber like a fool.
Yeah, you sure fixed that leaky drain, and that night our basement became the neighborhood's only indoor swimming pool.
When will it end? Mr. Do-It-Yourself, you've done it again.
Why should I call somebody else when I can do it myself?
Honey, please leave things alone. Let's keep what's left of our home.
Come on out here and look how good I fixed your automatic washer, Jeannie.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, all I gotta do is plug it in. Ain't nothing to worry about.
Why'd all the lights go out? I wonder what he's up to now. Ray, where in the world are you?
I'm up here on the roof fixing that leak. Just a couple more licks and I've got it made. Oh!
Honey, are you all right? Where are you at?
I'm in the den.
Mr. Do-It-Yourself, you've done it again.
You've done it again.
You've done it again. You've done it again.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezedlease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.